This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The latest K-State Garden Hour, hosted by K-State Research and Extension Horticulture staff, focuses on vegetative plant propagation. Dr. Jason Griffin, director of the John C. Pear Horticulture Center in Hayesville, explains how vegetative propagation, cloning, and asexual propagation are different than growing plants from seed.
One of the easiest ways I like to describe this to people who aren't experienced in propagation is to explain to them that a plant generated from a seed is not genetically identical to the parent plant. Much like your children are not genetically identical to you, to mom or dad, their genes are a combination of mom and dad. So seedlings are genetic combinations of mom and dad parents. That is not what a lot of nurseries want. They want clones. They want genetically identical plants. So that's why we vegetatively or asexually propagate these plants. Some of the steps involved in cutting propagation. Obviously, we need to collect our cuttings, treat them with a root promoting hormone. There's chemicals out there which can help your cuttings generate roots. Maintain the proper rooting environment, very important. And then patience. 30 years I've been propagating and I still can't wait to take a peek and see if those cuttings have got roots. 4 weeks is on the early end for really easy to root stuff. If you're trying to, you know, root a magnolia cutting, you're going to be up to the 14, 16 week time period. So be patient. Experienced propagator once told me when I was a younger man, he said cuttings will do two things. They will root or they will die. Wait till one of them happens. So be patient. And then transplanting, hardening them off, and sanitation is huge. If you visit a commercial nursery, you will see the propagation facility is generally a pretty clean facility. You can imagine a cutting that has no roots is really susceptible to pathogens, insects, anything that would delay the generation of roots is going to put that cutting at risk. So sanitation is really, really key. Collecting your cuttings. One of the most important things, and it's going to sound really, really obvious, is take cuttings from healthy plants. The physiological condition of the stock plant is really important. You want to make sure you're taking cuttings from a plant that is not under moisture stress. You're going to take that cutting and remove it from its root system. It doesn't need to be under moisture stress already. To help with that, we try to take cuttings from plants that have been irrigated. We try to take them in the morning. If we're taking them here, then they go right into the greenhouse for processing. If we are out on the road in ice chests and plastic bags and driving just slightly at the speed limit, is probably ideal to get back here as quickly as possible to process. We want to keep them moist. We want to keep them humid so that they don't dry out. Nutrition of the stock plant is really important as well. You do not want to be taking cuttings from a plant which is showing signs of, you know, iron chlorosis or just general poor growth or nitrogen deficiencies. It needs to survive for several weeks while it's generating roots. So a plant which is already stressed is no good. The age of the stock plant is really, really important. As your plant matures, the ability of it to generate new roots goes downhill rapidly. Younger plants, definitely better for propagation. And then the growth stage, probably one of the most important things is growth stage. We classify cuttings with regards to growth stage as hardwood, softwood, or semi-hardwood. Hardwood is generally anytime after a hard freeze until they start to push new growth in the spring. So right now you're taking cuttings, these are hardwood cuttings. Softwood cuttings, generally think April, May, June in our area, when plants are actively growing. That's a softwood cutting. They need to be treated as such. And then semi-hardwood cuttings are generally after growth stops, but before that freeze. So after they've already set a terminal bud, the wood's firmed up a little bit. It's not soft. You can't bend them. They've got a nice good terminal bud, and they have not received a freeze yet. That's semi-hardwood. Really important when it comes to propagating plants. Some plants will only root at one stage and not another. Some plants only root hardwood. Good luck rooting them any other time of the year, softwood any other time of the year. I mean, it's really important. So think about that when you're collecting cuttings.
That's Dr. Jason Griffin, director of the John C. Pear Horticulture Center in Hayesville, with information on vegetative propagation. The complete K-State Garden Hour webinar series is available online. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.